Hello, and welcome to Dad Educates Daughter on 80s Music, Series 6, Episode 2. Hello, Rebecca.
Hello, Dad. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you. So we are currently doing the Now That's What I Call Music compilation. That started in the 80s and is still going strong now.
Very.
And we are on to volume 2. So how did this week fare from last week?
Yeah. Oh, so I don't want to give too much away because obviously at the end I rate them. So you'll find out how I rated it. So I don't want to say whether I preferred it or not. I'll do that at the end. But it was definitely good in the fact of I had music that I'd heard. There was some music where I was like, oh, I don't think I've heard this before. And I'm not sure whether that's like, I'd see the artist. I'm like, oh yeah, I did. Maybe that's just not one that stuck out to me. And I think that's like a good thing because there was some where I was like, oh, don't remember you. So it must not have stuck out. But then I was like, I quite like it. So for example, I remember Hot Chocolate, but their song I Gave You My Heart wasn't one that, like when I was listening to Now Tweak, I was like, oh, I don't remember this song. And then I got into it. So I just didn't remember it. But Hot Chocolate weren't someone that stood out to me and have stayed with me anyway. So I think that's why. Again, there was also Wishful Thinking by China Crisis. Quite enjoyed that. And I don't think I was a China Crisis fan. And Run Away by Slade. That was a good one.
You liked Slade, didn't you?
I did like Slade, but I think Slade, I just always think of the Christmas song, so forget that they do have other songs. Do you know what I mean? But then you obviously had, like, it was, you know, you see Duran Duran again. So you see them again in there. So it kind of just shows that at the time that this was happening, it really shows that they were big, like very big, to appear not only once but twice on the first one and then appear again on the second one. I don't remember Carmel.
Nope. Carmel, you wouldn't have because we never had her, so, or them, her, them. I'm not sure.
And what about Joe Fagan?
Nope.
Right, okay. So I'm not going mad. Nope. The Flying or Picket?
Nope. Or Julia and Company were another one. So Carmel are a band. They had, this was their second top 40 hit following 1983's Bad Day, which reached number 15. And that was it. This one and Bad Day were their only two songs.
And also, sorry, you said Julia and Company, but I also had written down Snowy White was one.
Oh, and Snow, yes, you're right. Snowy White, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, one hit wonder.
Right, okay.
Okay, so Now That's What I Call Music Volume 2 was released in March 1984.
Oh, okay, so this weren't long after. So I thought that they wouldn't have started releasing to a year until, I don't know, probably out of the 80s, but they were straight in it then. And the first
because they wanted to ride that crest of a wave after the first one doing so well.
Right, okay.
And there's obviously enough songs, as you can see, warrant putting another one out rather than wait the whole year and then maybe, you know, people have, or another, someone else might have started doing it or whatever.
Yeah.
So, March 1984. So the first one was November 1983.
Mm-hmm.
So 4 months, and they released this one.
Yeah, that's not this long, one was.
So after they re-released number one following their number 100.
Yeah.
That was in 2018. This one was re-released in 2019.
Oh, okay. Have they re-released any more then? Are we going to have this every week where they're slowly
I think it possibly will be the same. That they re-release them. So this got to, in 1984, was chart position number one.
I'm not surprised.
And the re-release in 2019 was chart position in the compilation chart, not the album chart.
Yeah, because it has its own chart.
So now two, when it was number one in 1984, was the album chart.
But they did.
Now two, when it was re-released in 2019, was the newly formed compilation chart, or it was now a thing. And I think it was on the back of Now's.
Yeah.
Bringing out
probably people and
just probably following getting, suit. You know, the
go on, where was it in 2019?
So 2019 it was number two.
Oh, right, okay. Was it behind the one that was released that year?
I'm just trying to find out. I think it was, but I need to check.
Because that would be weird if it wasn't.
Oh, it's hard to find it on the chart. Unless you get the American.
Oh, now you said American. I mean, I was going to say this at some point anyway, because I don't know whether you're going to go on it. Uh-huh. Do you want to hear something funny?
Yeah.
So I obviously use Spotify. We all know that. There are other services out there, but I use Spotify, and I went on last week when I was week before when we started, and I was getting my Now playlist, and I said I had to make it in order to be able to talk about it last week, and Now 2 again I had to make it. Well, when I was looking for Now 2 track list, I typed in Now That's What I Call Music 2 into good old Google. And I just clicked the first one of Wikipedia, because that's what I did with Now 1. And I started looking at the track list, and the first one on there was a bit of Britney Spears. I was like, I'm pretty sure it couldn't have been that long after Now 1 was released. Turns out I clicked on the American series, and the American series, Now is obviously a British, like you said, it was Richard Branson who started it off with his company, with Virgin. So that's British. Well, Americans have probably have jumped on the bandwagon and they've created their own, which I did not know was a thing. I just thought Now would just be released in America too, but no. And they started in 1999. Hence why I was looking at Britney Spears. I was like, nope, wrong one. Managed to find it. We're good. I listened to the 80s. But yeah, that threw me right off, because I was proper thinking, I thought we were talking about the 80s and how that affected music. But Britney Spears, that's a bit of me. Not dad. So yeah, got a bit thrown by making my playlist.
So I've got the chart from 2019, April 2019.
Yeah.
So bear in mind, Now 1 was re-released with Now 100.
Mm-hmm.
So Now 100.
I bet this is re-released with 103.
Now 101 was number 8 in the chart.
Oh.
Now That's What I Call Music 2 was number 2 in the chart. And Now That's What I Call Music 102 was number 1.
So they'd obviously released one between re-releasing the first two.
There you go.
But that just shows, 101 went to number 8, but that's probably only really because 102 got released and number 2 getting re-released got to number 2, because people are still interested. But
well, no, because Now 101, its peak position, it says, is number 1. And the week previous, it was number 4.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So 101 was number 8 because it had been out already.
Yeah. So yes.
Like it had its time. So then yeah, 102
it was number one, then number four,
because that's the new one. Yeah. So number 102 took the peak's number one spot because that's the one that's been released now.
Yeah.
And then these re-releases are getting to number 2 because it's probably not necessarily everyone is downloading it or buying it or whatever, because one, they might already have it, like you, or they might be like, oh no, that's 80s, that's not me. And there might be people around my age.
And now that's what I call music 102. This was its first week in the chart and it went straight to number 1. Yeah. Now that's what I call music number 2, re-released. It was also its first
week and went straight chart, to number
2. And it went straight in at number 2. As I just said, now that's what I call music 101. Last week was number 4, but previously to that it was number 1. The thing that knocked that off number 1 was number 3 in this week, and that is now 100 Hits Power Ballads.
Oh, so basically the compilations are either now that's what I call music or soundtracks. And unless you haven't got a now that's what I call music being released around that time, you're never going to make it to number 1, 2, 3.
There is a hits album. As I said, there, I remember the hits album. I used to have that.
But yeah, I was going to ask here. Wendy, in 2019.
Number 4. The hits album, the 70s pop album. At number 5, the hits album, the 80s album. And at number 7, the hits album, the car album. So obviously music you can drive to. So yeah.
Fair enough. So I wonder when they stopped then. But I'm also intrigued to find out, because I'm sure you'll probably come across it when you're looking at the charts, when the hits album came in. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because they weren't about now. So I wonder when in their 80s they jumped on the bandwagon. Mm. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think it's about 1985. I think I got Hits 1. No, I might have Hits 5. I'm not sure if I got 1. I think it was just called... Yeah, I have got 1. I think it was just called The Hits Tape. And then became number 2, number 3. Just so you know as well, at number 12, now that's what I call music, number 1. It was just called now
because of that re-release.
Yeah.
Okay,
well, moving on then. So yeah, re-released in 2019. So there were like the first one, there were 30 tracks. The breakdown of this one is cassette one, side one, 7 tracks, cassette one, side 2, 8 tracks, cassette 2, side 3, 8 tracks. And cassette 2, side 4, 7 tracks. So 30 tracks. How many number ones?
Oh, I don't think as many, you know.
Last week we had 11.
I'm going to go 5.
You're going for 5. 6. How many are you going for? Come on.
I'm going for 6.
You're going for 6. Okay. There were 4. 4 number ones across the 4 sides. Across the 2 cassettes.
Yeah, so, I didn't think there'd be as many.
So what I'll do is I'll go through each cassette. I'll go through the track listing and where they came, and then you can give a bit of what you thought about that side. So first of all, we start with cassette 1, side 1. So 7 tracks.
Yeah,
we had Queen, Radio Gaga, that got
this
to number.
This is one I would say number 1.
That got to number 2.
Maybe not.
And just a bit of information on Radio Gaga. This is the song that inspired Lady Gaga's name.
Did not know that.
There you go. Second track was Nick Kershaw, Wouldn't It Be Good? And that got to number 4 in the charts.
I didn't think that was a number one, but I do love a bit of Nick Kershaw.
And then we have Thompson Twins with Hold Me Now. Probably my favourite of theirs. That and you
Rule the World.
Take Me Up.
No.
You Take Me Up. That was the other one. And anyway, Hold Me Now got to number four.
I was thinking of Tears for Fears, sorry.
Number four for Thompson Twins. Matt Bianco, Get Out of Your Lazy Bed. Number 15. Then we come to Carmel, who, as you said, we didn't discuss. They only had, as I say, two top 40 hits. The first one was called Bad Day in 1983, got to number 15. This one, More, only got to number 23.
I wonder why they chose this one then, out of the two.
So whether they were a new group at the time and they were pushing them, I don't know, because, as I say, they weren't well known, to be honest. And hence I missed them out, didn't discuss
them. Yeah, hence I never had them.
No. Then we have Madness with Michael Caine, and that got to number 11. Mm-hmm. And then the last song on this side was probably one you've come across before. Don't know if you remember it.
No,
the flying. The Flying Pickets' Only You, which was a cover of the Yazoo song. And that was number one.
Ah, okay.
And that was the Christmas 1983 number one.
You're joking.
No, because if you watch the video of them, they dress up as snowmen.
Ah, no, I didn't watch videos. I just did.
So, yeah.
Listening.
So that was cassette one, side one, seven tracks, and you had one number one on there, which was The Flying Pickets, and that was the Christmas number one of 1983.
That was not in my six. Six were Radio Gaga, 99 Red Balloons, Relax. I'm doing these in a really random order, sorry. Break My Stride. Girls Just Want to Have Fun. How many have I said? One, two. And I'm not sure about this one, but Pipes of Peace.
Okay. All right. Well, we shall move on to side two. Eight tracks on this side. Mm-hmm. Nina's English version of 99 Red Balloons. I can't remember what it was called, but we discussed it, obviously, when we...
Yeah, we did. And I was there thinking, what on earth have you given me when we did her? So I'm glad we had a bit of English. It's a good song, though.
And that was number one.
Yeah.
So it was a good song because it got to number one. Then we have Cyndi Lauper, Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
Yeah.
Number two. Just missed out on number one.
See, I can't remember these things, but I know what songs were like big.
Yeah.
So at least I knew that was a big one.
Then we have the second Madness song, a cover by Tracy Ullman, My Guy's Mad at Me. And that got to number 23. I think when Madness done it, it was My Girl's Mad at Me. I think she changed it, didn't she? If I remember when we spoke
about it. Yes, I remember you talking about that when we did it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then we have Matthew Wilder, Break My Stride, number four.
Do you know what? Every time I listen to this song, I just remember driving to football with you and you being like, what are they saying? And Zoe was in the car after me and you had the conversation. She was like, something my style. And I just remember it was really funny that none of us, like, you obviously knew what he was saying, but me and Zoe were like, don't know. But now, when I listen to it, I know exactly what he's saying because I had that whole Curb journey with you going, no, listen, there you go. He says this.
Then we have Julia and Company, Breaking Down, Sugar Samba, number 15.
Yeah, see, I wasn't a fan of that. I thought
that was their only real song.
And in this, like, I found that with Julia and Company, with this album, there was a couple of songs in it that kind of broke the flow. So, like, coming straight after Break My Stride just didn't follow suit very well. In That's Living All Right after that as well. It just, the flow weren't going as well as it could have done.
Yeah.
With some of the songs in there, it kind of like broke it up and didn't fit, in my opinion.
No, I agree. And I suppose when you look at some of the chart placings of them, you know, Carmel, More. I mean, why was that on there at number 23? Tracy Ullman, My Guy's Mad at Me. I mean, it should have charted probably better than it did anyway at number 23 again. I think it was a better song than that. Matt Bianco, Get Out Your Lazy Bed. I mean, number 15. Julian Company, Breaking Down, Sugar Samba, number 15. And we've got some more coming up that, you know, their chart positions weren't that great. Who's next? Joe Fagan. That's Living All Right. So this was the theme tune of the TV program, which was quite doing well. It was, you know, the early version, I suppose, of Only Fools and Horses as far as TV catchment audience.
Right. Okay.
So Alfida Sang Pet was a big 80s, early 80s TV program. It was about workers going over to Germany, and hence Alfida Sang, going over to Germany. And they were from Newcastle, Middlesbrough, you know, the northeast, hence the pet. You know, Alfida Sang Pet, because they always say, pet, you know, and all that. So this was the theme tune of that, hence why Joe Fagan, he was, you know, probably didn't even expect to be in the charts. And so that's what this was. And it got to number 3 in the charts.
Well, that's not bad, is it? I quite liked this song. It didn't fit, like, it weren't like a singy songy song, but I mean I love a funny little song, don't I? And I just thought this was one of them.
Then we had Hot Chocolate, I Gave You My Heart, Didn't I, number 13. And then we have Snowy White, Bird of Paradise, number 6.
I can't remember much about that one. I didn't write down what I thought of it. So I can't remember. Because it weren't one that I had, I then forgot to write about what I thought of it. So I think I just.
And again, he was like a one hit wonder. So yeah.
Right. Okay. So hence why I didn't have them.
Yeah. And then we come over to cassette 2, side 3. 8 tracks on this one. Mm-hmm. Frankie Goes to Hollywood, Relax, the song that was banned by the BBC, got to number 1.
Yeah. I think I remember that being. Not that I remember it being number 1. I weren't there, but I remember you telling me.
Eurythmics, Here Comes the Rain Again, number 8.
Okay. Doing good chart positionings on this one.
Howard Jones, What Is Love, number 2. I think he was number 2, actually.
I was going to say he was on last week. As well.
Number 3 new song last week. Number 2 this week. Then we have The Smiths, What Difference Does It Make, number 12.
Oh, okay. Got down a bit.
Then we have Fiction Factory, Feels Like Heaven, number 6. Then we have Reflex, The Politics of Dancing, And that was a lowly number 28.
Ooh, wonder how that one made it on there then.
So again, yeah. We have Thomas Dolby, Hyperactive. That got to number 17. And then we finished off side three with China Crisis, Wishful Thinking. And that got to number 9.
Okay. See, this was... No, I'll tell you when I say what was my favourite side.
Okay. And then we have side four, 7 tracks. David Bowie, Modern Love, number 2. Culture Club, okay. It's a Miracle, number 4. And then we have a band that obviously, you know, still doing it. I think this was their last probably hit of their career, as in, charting so high up. So this is Rolling Stones, Undercover of the Night, and it got to number 11.
Okay.
Then we had Big Country with Wonderland. That got to number 8.
I like that one.
Slade, Runaway. That got to number 7. Duran, probably the biggest group on here. As far as at the time, I mean, obviously, Frankie Goes to Hollywood were big at this time. Culture Club were one of the big five as well, yeah. And obviously, as I say, Frankie Goes to Hollywood was big. They're probably the biggest band at this period. But Duran Duran were probably the biggest fan base, shall we say, on here. New Moon on Monday, and that got to number 9.
Oh, okay.
Which means we've had three number ones.
That sounds right.
So Paul McCartney, Pipes of Peace, the last track of the side and of the whole album. Pipes of Peace got to number 1. I think that was probably the Christmas number 1 of 1984. I'm not sure. No, it couldn't have been because...
I was going to say weren't only
it was
you.
Out before 1984. So, yeah, so... It's obviously got, I think that got to number one
in December.
So either it was before and got knocked off, or it was number one, it was in the charts to be the Christmas number one, but didn't get to number one until January.
Yeah.
So it could have been either, but it wasn't the Christmas number one. Pay the Pipes of Peace. What got to number one but wasn't the Christmas number one? That was Only You by the Flying Pickets. Okay. So they are all the tracks. Just on the Slade, Runaway was their last top 10 hit.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's interesting.
So.
Do you want to guess my favourite song?
Yeah, go on. What was your favourite song? I would say... Cyndi Lauper, Girls Just Wanna Have Fun.
No,
obviously not.
More credit than that.
I don't know. Thompson Twins, Hold Me Now.
Pardon?
Mine was Relax. Mine would have been Relax. I said Thompson Twins, Hold Me Now.
Well, nope. Relax. Mine's Relax.
Ah.
Too.
Yeah. Such a great song. Such a great song.
There it is.
Wouldn't it be good?
My second Nick Kershaw.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
And so on
so
the
what's
side,
your favourite?
My...
Yeah.
Yeah. So my favourite side is side cassette, like tape one, side one. I just think it starts off really strong. Yeah.
So Queen. And then I must admit it is strong.
Yeah.
It's just that bit in the middle with Matt. Matt Bianco's all right, but that Carmel.
Yeah, but I don't think they take too much away from it. And then I'd say side 3, whatever one's got Relax on it, is my second.
Yeah, side 3. Frankie Goes to Hollywood, Rhythmics, Howard Jones, The Smiths. Fiction Factory, Reflex, Thomas Dolby and China Crisis. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Then side four.
Uh-huh.
No. Then side four.
And then side two, which has got Nina and Cyndi Lauper. Yeah. But yeah, you've then got Tracy Ullman, Julian Company, Joe Fagan.
That one kind of had ones that I didn't know as much.
Yeah.
And I think the vibe of that, that's where it lost it a bit when I go on about how there's a few songs that take away. I think that's in there.
So before we end then, it just leaves me to ask you, out of 10, what do you rate Now That's What I Call Music, Volume 2? So last week, Volume 1 got 7 out of 10.
Yeah. This week, it gets a 6.5.
Okay.
Last week was
too bad.
This one I just felt there was too many, and I want to call them fillers, but yeah, this week weren't as like in there, and there was a couple where I was just kind of like, oh, I could skip you if I didn't need to actually listen to you. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like if I had bought it.
Okay, so okay, so just quickly before we go, the cover of Now, which I've got here. Now Music 2.
Okay.
So there is still no pig on it. However, what's changed is from Now 1, where it's just Now, that's what I call music.
And it's gone, it was landscape.
And obviously had the pig poster on the back.
Yeah.
This time, we've got Now, That's What I Call Music with the two, but we've actually got pictures of some of the artists on this one. So we've got Thompson Twins, Eurythmics. So you can see some of the artists. The inset's much the same as the first one, with side one, side two, showing you a picture of those and a bit about it. The only difference is on this one, it is still advertising. You can see that. Complete your collection. Now one is still available.
Oh.
And then on the other sleeve of the other tape, it has complete your collection, now one, and it has the track listing of Now One.
So love that.
It had it, so it's advertising it on Now Two.
Bit of self-plugging.
But the only thing that's missing, as you can see with the both, by putting both together, no pig.
Yeah, but the I feel like by this hasn't time, become a the symbol first yet. One... What do you mean, So the pig becomes a symbol?
The pig becomes a symbol. Yes, we will see when, whether it's next week or the week after,
and
now three, now four.
Oh, no, because that was a chicken. No, that was a pig in there. Where
it was
the
pig, from. And the pig was what is eventually becomes the from? Symbol of Now.
Right, okay. But it's not anymore.
Once it takes off. No, it's long gone. But it was when it first, so obviously, the first couple, no pig other than the poster.
Yeah, other than the
pig. Going forward,
there may be a pig.
When the pig comes along.
Okay.
So that is
we'll find out when
Now
the
One
is.
And Now Two.
Okay.
So next week.
And guess what? You can hear my thoughts about Now One if you tune in to the one before this. Plugging himself like they do.
Yeah. Okay.
And next week.
Well, that's it.
Is Now Three,
It is indeed. Now That's What I Call Music, Volume 3.
I'll see if I can find that one.
Yeah. I'll find it on my... there we go. Now Three.
Okay. He's got it. All right. I'll get listening.
Okay. I'll say goodbye and let you enjoy Now Free when you found it, download it.
Thank you. I'll speak to you next week.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.